And now, young Widder Brown. Ellen Brown and her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, have arranged for Louise Simpson to go away for a short rest, since she feels convinced her crippled brother-in-law, Christopher Simpson, and his wife, Madeline, are scheming to kill her for her late husband's money. Ellen and Anthony do not realize that Louise's fears are well-founded, but they do know she needs professional care. And now Ellen is entering the guest room of her cottage to tell Louise what they have decided.
Ellen?
I wondered if you were awake, Louise.
Yes, I didn't sleep, but I feel better.
Well, Anthony has a plan now, Louise. We've been downstairs talking about it.
I can't go back to my house, Ellen. I won't. I'm sure my husband Alex was killed by his brother. And I'm sure Christopher and that wife of his mean to kill me, too. I won't go back until Christopher and Madeline have gone.
We don't want you to go back to your house, Louise. Anthony and I want you to go to Shadow Lawn Sanitarium for a while. A week or two, perhaps, where you can rest and relax.
Where my invalid father is.
Yes. I think he would enjoy having you there near him for a while. And it would do you the world of good. Give you a chance to settle down, to sort out all the things that are bothering you.
You and Anthony think I'm out of my mind, don't you? Maybe I am.
Now, Louise, you mustn't be upset by this.
I'm not upset. I'll do anything you tell me to do, but I don't want to go back to my house.
I'll go back there for you, Louise. I'll go and pack the things you want to take with you, if you'll give me a lift.
I don't know what Christopher and Madeline will do if they know I'm going away. They may try to stop me.
Louise, you have to convince yourself that your brother-in-law and his wife mean you no real harm. Even if they did, you certainly don't think Anthony and I would just stand by and let it happen, do you?
I suppose now Anthony loathes me just this much more, Ellen.
Oh, no, he doesn't, Louise. He wants to help you. He's concerned about the state you're in. And he called Angela Murphy, the superintendent out at Shadow Lawn Sanitarium. He wants her to take good care of you and help you get rid of all these depressing ideas.
Is Anthony downstairs now?
No, he's gone to see Christopher, as a matter of fact. Christopher's having some trouble with his crippled foot.
When does Anthony want me to go?
Tonight or tomorrow morning, whichever you prefer.
Tonight, I think, Ellen. Because then Christopher and Madeline won't know I'm going until tomorrow. And then they wouldn't be able to get to me at the sanitarium, would they?
Louise, nothing can happen to you at Shadow Lawn.
I do want to go away. Oh, I'm tired, Ellen, and so terribly mixed up. I look back on it all, and it seems like a nightmare. Alex making me go to Reno for a divorce. Then I tried to kill myself. And then Alex dying. Alex falling down the stairwell from the fourth floor landing. Sometimes I dream that I did it. That I pushed him over the stair rail, and I wake up. Oh, Ellen, you have no idea what dreadful dreams I have.
Poor Louise. Now, look, let's try to forget all that and make up the list of clothes you want to take with you. You won't have to stay in bed, Anthony says, and the grounds are so beautiful there. I should think you'd take with you what you'd take to a summer resort.
I have a lot of nice summer things, and my bags are there in my bedroom, Ellen.
All right, I'll pack a few summer dresses and your white linen suit.
Oh, no colors, Ellen, just the white things. After all, I am in mourning for Alex.
All right, Louise.
Oh, it'll be rather nice to be there, I think. I can have a good visit with Father. I'll try so hard to be a better person. Really, I will. When I come back, Ellen, I'll be very good.
Of course you will. And everything will be all straightened out with Christopher and Madeline.
Ellen, I'll make a decent settlement on them when I come back. I'll rest a while, and then I'll just get them together at Herbert Temple's law office, and we can talk out a fair settlement of Alex's money. I'll share it with them.
I think you should, Louise. I think all Christopher's difficulties stem from the fact that he was so hurt when his father left all the money and property to his brother, Alex.
Alex was a wicked man, Ellen. I admit that. We should have been far kinder to Christopher. And lately, I guess my resentment of Madeline made me just as bad as Alex.
Well, you'll be all right, Louise, after you've had a rest at Shadow Lawn. Then you can straighten out all the financial details and everything will be fine, I promise you.
Ellen, I am so grateful for knowing you. Grateful because you will make me a better person.
Oh, don't spoil me with praise, Louise. Well, now I'm going over to your house and get your things. Anthony's going to call back here, and you can tell him that you want to go to Shadow Lawn tonight.
All right, Anna.
I won't be very long, I'm sure.
I may doze a little while you're gone. Oh, already I feel relaxed. I think I was foolish to be so afraid of Christopher and Madeline.
Oh, of course you were. Everything happened too fast to you lately, that's all. You'll be fine from now on, Louise. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Ellen. And thank you again.
And at Louise's house, Christopher Simpson is talking with Dr. Anthony Loring, delivering what Anthony does not realize is a carefully prepared and rehearsed speech.
Anthony, I called you over here not because of my crippled foot, but for a very different reason.
Well, my dear Christopher, wouldn't it have been simpler to say that when you telephoned me?
I didn't talk to you directly. It wasn't a message I wanted to leave with just anyone.
What was it, Christopher?
I think Louise is going out of her mind, Anthony. I'm concerned about her.
Oh?
She persists in saying or hinting that Madeline and I are going to do her some harm.
Well, are you?
Look, I know it sounds ludicrous, and I don't blame you for joking about it, but Louise is on the thin edge. She has that strange, furtive, watching look of someone who's building up a fantasy, a kind of paranoia.
You certainly know your medical terms, Christopher.
Did Louise go to see you tonight, Anthony, by any chance?
No. I saw her, however.
And what was your opinion?
I'd rather not say. I frankly don't think it's wise to discuss these things quite so much.
I know. And it's very decent of you to cover up for Louise. I think you're a man of rare integrity. I really do.
Thank you. You switch your opinions rather often, don't you, Christopher? Not long ago, you were doing your utmost to malign me before the world.
I apologize for that.
Well, I... Go ahead, answer the phone.
Hello. Yes? Oh, yes, just a moment. Hospital for you, Anthony.
Really? Hello? Oh? What does it look like to you? Yes, I'll get right over. You might set the wheels going for an operation anyway, just to be ready. Right, I'll be there. Emergency, Christopher.
Well, you can wait a minute, Anthony.
Sorry, Christopher. An emergency of this kind is much more important than whether Louise is out of her mind, or whether you are. I'll drop by another time to talk with you. Good night.
Anthony!
Oh, that would happen, wouldn't it?
Did you hear everything, Madeline?
Oh, of course. I was right behind the screen, Christopher.
Did you hear the last thing he said? Whether Louise was mad or I was? She's been talking to him, Madeline. She's been telling Anthony I'm out of my mind.
Christopher, look. It's all going to be settled in a little while, believe me.
He sat there being so superior, so quiet, so calm. And all the time he was thinking I was mad, all the time.
Christopher, stop it. You're working yourself up.
All the time. He smiled, and he was laughing at me. I'll kill him. I'll kill him and Louise, too.
Christopher, will you please pull yourself together? Louise will be home very soon. We have to arrange things.
Yes, of course.
I've disconnected the telephone in Louise's room. When she comes in, we won't be around, but we'll lock her door. She won't realize it. You've already told Anthony that you think she's mad. In the morning, you'll call him and tell him that you were right, that Louise came home, threatened you and me with a gun, and then locked herself in her room and killed herself.
Madeline.
Now, Christopher, be quiet. Just listen and think through the plan. Louise won't even know she's locked in. She'll go to sleep. Then you'll go in and...
I wonder if I'll be able to do it.
I'll do it if you're not able.
No. No, I'll do it, Madeline. I'll do it. It's just that the plan is so cut and dried.
Wait. This may work out better. When Louise goes to her room, we'll wait a while. Then we'll follow her in and kill her right away. And you can call Anthony tonight. You can tell him that she came home with a gun, that she terrified you and me, that she's in her room now, and that you're afraid she's going to do something. And then break off, saying, "She's done it, Anthony, she's done it. I heard a shot."
He thinks I'm mad, too, Madeline. He thinks I'm mad, but that would make him change his mind, wouldn't it? That would make him change his mind.
But Louise is not coming home. Louise is not going into that bedroom. Evan will be the one who goes in. Will the violence Madeline and Christopher are preparing for Louise be met by young Widder Brown?